today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, Salamun Alaikum, welcome. Yes, this is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which we want to speak about how to deal with sin.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. That's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
Today is Monday, 9th of Rabiul Awal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar-Hijri calendar, and 3rd of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 25th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment. So we'll listen to verse 59 of chapter Al-Baqarah, and then we'll learn about it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. فبدل الذين ظلموا قولا غير الذي قيل لهم فأنزلنا على الذين ظلموا رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يفسقون.
But those who wronged changed those words to a statement other than that which had been said to them. So we sent down upon those who wronged a punishment from the sky because they were defiantly disobeying.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Lord promised the children of Israel that He would forgive them their sins if they follow through with the command. In that case, he would also increase his favor and reward for good doers among them along with the forgiveness of their faults. Divine punishment in some form or other awaits those who unwarrantedly and unjustly change the word of Allah and His covenant to something other than the original presented to him. Topic of this episode, how to deal with sin. In Islam, there is nothing like Christian concept of original sin, for which all human beings are eternally punished, nor does sinning automatically cause someone to be outset from the faith of Islam. Followers each try their best, but fall short and seek Allah's forgiveness for their shortcomings. Allah is prepared to forgive, as the Quran described in chapter 3, verse 31, God would love you and forgive your sins. For God is much forgiving, a dispenser of grace. Of course, sin is something to be avoided. From an Islamic perspective, however, there are some sins which are extremely serious and are thus known as major sins. These are mentioned in the Quran as being worthy of punishment both in this world and the hereafter.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we want to talk about an important topic to answer this question, that how do I overcome my guilt? The first point is despair. We shouldn't have any despair towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should never despair of Allah's mercy. He has told us in his very merciful words, say, O Prophet, that Allah says, O my servants, who have exceeded the limits against their souls, their own selves, do not lose hope in Allah's mercy, for Allah certainly forgives all sins. He is indeed the all-forgiving, most merciful. This is the Holy Quran, chapter 39, verse 53. So we should be careful not to have any of despair in our hearts towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercifulness. Second is about waswasa or baseless misgivings. We have repented sincerely, inshallah, and our continuous repentance for the same point is causing us a baseless misgiving. Let's spend some time in supplication, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has given to us. Repent for other sins, major and minor, future and past. Raise our hands, bless the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we want. Develop a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just based on fear, but on hope as well. We need to have both together, fear and hope.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
End this sentence. Don't despair in the mercy of Allah Almighty. There is no middleman in Islam. We don't need to sit in a box or put some money in a box or sit in front of a human being and confess to this and know between Allah Almighty and us right now. So, say, O Allah Almighty, forgive me. Know that Allah will forgive us. That separated Islam from any other religion. This is the beauty of Islam. No matter who we are, no matter where we are, no matter what condition we are, and no matter how much sin we've committed, now Allah Almighty forgives all our sins. Say, O my servants who have acted extravagantly against their own souls, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Surely Allah forgives the faults altogether. Surely He is the forgiving, the merciful. Holy Quran, 39:53. Come with me on today's special and know about amazing tips to stop sinning. We forget and we need to remind ourselves. And one of the best way to remind ourselves is to go to cemeteries, to remember that. When I go to visit cemeteries, I recall death. I imagine that I will be 6 feet under. Who is going to help me? There is no chance to rectify things. Let us be careful of whom we associate with, our friends, our associates, our companies. They could either take us closer to Allah or, God forbid, take us away from the Almighty.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, لَيُذْنِبُ الذَّنْبَ الْعَظِيمِ مِمَّا يَسْتَوْجُبُ بِهِ عُقُوبَتِي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. My believing servant will commit a major sin, and because of this major sin, he brings upon my punishment in the life and on the day of judgment. Wait a minute. Is there a contradiction here? Allah is saying my believing servant committing a major sin. How does that work? Isn't that a paradox? Don't we have a discrepancy here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us, His creation. He has created us and He knows us very well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, look, you're not infallible. I did not create you infallible. You could be my believing servant, but at the same time, you could commit a major sin. If you commit a major sin, it's not the end of the world. You could still be my servant. You could still be a believer. We all make mistakes. We're human beings. And Allah recognizes that we're human beings who are fallible, who are prone to committing sins. There are some people in their minds that if some human being in society, he committed a sin, that's it. This is the end of the world. This person is no longer loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person is not to be respected. This person has no faith. That's not the case, brothers and sisters. Allah says this believing servant can actually commit a sin, a big sin. لَيُذْنِبُ الذَّنْبَ الْعَظِيمِ. And because of this, he brings upon my wrath. I have to punish him because of this sin in the world and in the hereafter. Now, there are some people who develop a habit of sinning. That's different. Allah is speaking about His believing servant who occasionally commits a sin. Not someone who has no piety, someone who has no faith. Because when you have faith, that protects you from falling into sin. If you know someone who's constantly sinning, they have no respect for the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever you talk to them, they act arrogant and stubborn. No, Allah's Rahim, don't tell me that what I'm doing is wrong. Realize that these people don't have complete faith. I find it very hard to believe that these people who are continuously sinning, and yet they claim to have that belief.
Brothers and sisters, we were talking about sin. That's interesting for all of us. Of course, the same as the concept of repentance. So we continue to know about this topic more and more. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي